Candace Hudson. This is a 34-year-old female who alleges she was involved. Who reports she was involved in a motor vehicle accident on March 8, 2022, appeared. She declined to answer details about the accident itself on the advice of the legal rep who was present at the examination appeared. According to the review of records, she was seated in the driver's seat and she was transported to the emergency room at Kings County Hospital appeared. She reports that she was evaluated and discharged and subsequently went and subsequently had a physical therapy period. In July of 2022, she underwent left shoulder arthroscopy. On July 28th, 2022, the claimant underwent left shoulder arthroscopy by Dr. Miller appeared. The procedures performed were one, left shoulder diagnostic arthroscopy, two, partial synovectomy with extensive debridement of the subscapularis and supraspinatus, and number three is lysis of adhesions of the subacromial space. It is, she did post-op physical therapy and has been discharged from it, period. She's reports no significant pain in her shoulder, period. Paragraph, the left knee, she reports was has some occasional pain, but she feels the pain refers from the lower back, period. The right knee has no pain, period. Paragraph, the details of the history can be gleaned from the review of records as follows, period. Paragraph, impression, right, correction, current symptoms, left shoulder does not hurt, left knee pain radiating from the lower back, but no intrinsic left knee pain. Right knee, no pain, appeared. Paragraph, impression, left shoulder. Non-specific injury with a history of prior shoulder arthroscopy. Status post, left shoulder arthroscopic debridement. Result. Number two, left knee, no focal injuries documented. Resolved. Number three, right knee, no focal injuries reported and no symptoms are reported. Resolved. Paragraph. Discussion. Claimant. Was the driver of a vehicle that was involved in a motor vehicle accident on March 8, 2022, appeared. She was she underwent treatment as per the review of records, appeared. She underwent surgery of her right, correction of her left shoulder for arthroscopic debridement of the supraspinatus and subscapularis, and lysis of adhesions from the subacromial space. It's noteworthy she has had a prior history of shoulder surgery in 2019, period. Paragraph, that initial injury was also a result of a motor vehicle accident, period. On April 23rd, 2019, the claimant underwent left shoulder arthroscopy by Dr. Aaron Rover, period. The procedures performed were left shoulder arthroscopy with extensive debridement, including anterior labrum, superior labral anterior and posterior tear, subscapularis, and supraspinatus. number two, synovectomy, number three, subacromial bursectomy, and lysis of Adhesion's beard. These, she reports that she had recovered fully from that surgery period, and the procedure performed on July 28th, 2022 is nearly identical to the initial procedure she underwent in 2019 period. The 2022 surgery related to this motor vehicle accident was a left shoulder diagnostic arthroscopy, two partial synovectomy with extensive debridement of the subscapularis and supraspinatus, and lysis of adhesions from the subacromial space, period. Paragraph. Review of the MRI performed in June 26, 2022 revealed, according to the report, supraspinatus tendon prominently enlarged and inhomogeneous with tendonitis period. There was also subscapularis tendonitis period. Interstitial tearing of the infraspinatus, which is essentially degeneration period. AC joint hypertrophic changes period. Generalized thinning of the glenoid chondral surface period. The anterior and posterior labrum are eroded with superficial tear, which is progressive period. She also had a CT scan of the left shoulder, and this did not demonstrate any acute fractures. The humeral head appeared to be posteriorly subluxed. Paragraph. These findings are non-specific and inflammatory and degenerative in nature. There are no traumatic lesions that are identifiable. The left shoulder surgery that was performed was medically unnecessary period. The claimant was treated with only a brief course of physical therapy from March until July period. The physical examination documented was very non-specific period. Testing of a rotator cuff were not documented by Dr. Rafman or by Dr. Miller period. The MRI reading did not demonstrate an over tear, but rather interstitial tear, which is essentially rotator cuff tendonitis period. Additionally, the claimant did not receive any injections of cortisone or PRP prior to considering surgery period. Most importantly, there were no surgically treatable lesions noted on the MRI or the CT scan of the left shoulder period. Paragraph. Regardless, debridement type procedures of the shoulder recover in 6 months period. The claimant is well beyond that time period, and she has been treated with postoperative physical therapy and discharge period. She offers no complaints of left shoulder pain or dysfunction period. On examination today, there are no objective findings period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the non-specific shoulder injury after unindicated shoulder arthroscopy, left shoulder arthroscopy has resolved, period. No further treatment is warranted, and there's no permanency to this injury, period. Paragraph. The left knee injuries nonspecific. There are sparse records to indicate she was treated with a physical therapy period. There's no she does not complain of any pain intrinsic to the knee itself, but rather possibly radiation from her lower back period. On examination, there are no objective findings of the left knee today period. There's therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the left knee alleged injury has resolved. No further treatment is needed. Period. Paragraph. The right knee, there was no injury documented, no treatment documented. Therefore, this condition has resolved. Period. Thank you, and.